Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He's doing great, but again, we're at the very beginning of it. I don't know that we're looking at it through that lens in terms of evaluating him. It's more about getting to know him and just laying a good foundation that way.
That was Mike Tomlin talking about Will Howard, who the Steelers drafted out of Ohio State. And the Aaron Rodgers stuff still seems to be percolating, though he has not made a decision yet.
Well, we talk about unserious organizations around here sometimes, unfortunately, mostly with the local baseball operation. Like, it's almost Memorial Day. Like, we're getting into the heat of OTAs, and this is, like, I mean, how does this guy not get an ultimatum? Like, bro, this offer is on the table for 5 more days.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not in our building by next weekend, you're not coming in our building. I can't quite figure it out. Like, he's got no other options. Clearly, he's not dying to be there. They're not going to up the ante financially because who are they bidding against?
And he said
there has to be a take it or leave it. Doesn't matter though. That don't hold him to that because he's not going to hold himself to that. I mean, that's he's talking to his boy. I mean, that's not the real world.
No one made him say that.
But it doesn't matter. That's fantasy land. I mean, that'll rot your mind. I mean, that whole thing is kabuki theater. Like, it's not there's
kabuki.
Nothing
I like
real about
theater.
Any of that. But like, I just don't know how they don't have a hand. Like, at what point do you feel like we should probably know who's in our quarterback room and who's not as we get in? Like, we're doing real off-season work. The guys we want to be here at that position should probably be here.
Is this where we're at? We're talking up a 6th-round rookie in this quarterback room. Is this where we're at with the Steelers?
He stinks, by the way.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. Okay. I'm not a fan.
Some type of offseason.
Let's go to Cleveland. They just had rookie minicamp. But what about Shedeur Sanders and Dylan Gabriel, Beltway Ben?
Of course, it's day by day. I just find something I want to perfect and just perfect it to the best of my abilities. And that's all I really focus on, just being there, just being a leader, being a great teammate, doing what I need to do whenever it is. So I'm just thankful for an opportunity. Things could have been a lot worse, but I'm here smiling in front of you all at this facility right now.
It felt good. You know, I think this is definitely a place where I thrive, being able to get back in the building. And I think, you know, within 6 months of the draft process, you're kind of teamless and, you know, a lot of time for you to build and grow individually. But this is where I thrive, being in a team environment. That's why you play the game of football, you know.
So those are the two quarterbacks they drafted. For what it's worth, I did see a report from somebody who was there covering it that Shedeur looked better than Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah.
Not that should be a major surprise. And also news, JOK, their really good linebacker/safety, already declared out for this season.
Yeah, that's huge.
He got run over by Derrick Henry, I think, week 8. He hadn't played since, so neck injury. But these quarterbacks,
it's going to be really cumbersome. Like, I don't know how Kevin Stefanski's going to manage this. I mean, they all need some amount of work. I mean, Flacco needs the least, but Flacco is going to need some tuning up because I think Flacco is going to be the week 1 starter.
I would think.
Does somebody get hurt and they just try to ship
Pickett
out? I mean, I'm not even really worried about the Watson of it all. Mm. It's just these other four. That's unwieldy, like figuring out how you get meaningful reps. And they're already, of course, as the media is watching, and they're going to get to watch most of the training camp practices, they're counting every snap. Mm. You know, who got more today, Shador or Gabriel? In what order? Like, you're going to get sick talking about your third and fourth quarterbacks all the time. But, I mean, but that's how this thing was set up, and that's the reality. I think it's going to be really challenging. And I also just wonder how much of a fair fight it'll be for Shador Sanders. Like, it's certainly interesting. I don't know that any of them are necessarily set up to succeed.
No, it's not a good team.
It's the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, it's the Browns' dysfunction. That's what they're known best for.
Let's go to Cincinnati. And not only are they having contract difficulties with their great pass rusher, Trey Hendrickson, but their first-round pick won't do any practicing yet. Here's Shamar Stewart not signing his contract yet.
I just decided not to sign those papers.
Do you anticipate signing your contract before Monday to join the team, or you're not sure when that's going to come together?
I would hope so. I mean, I would love to be part of the team. I'd be on the sideline just looking at everybody else do work.
I was going to say, how tough is that for you?
Yeah, especially on the first day. It was kind of tough on me.
Are you part of the meetings? Are you doing other things as part of this?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing everything else. I'm just like on the field stuff. I'm not doing it.
So he is part of meetings, but he's not doing anything on the field. What is going on?
There's nothing happening really on the field. But with Ben was just at a rookie minicamp. We've had Jonas on. We've had Zrebeck on. Like, nobody. They're doing nothing.
But the Ravens' first-round pick was on the field.
That's fine, but I don't blame this kid. If this kid's worried about getting hurt, doing something innocuous, and it can happen, as sort of lame as these halfway practices are, he doesn't have a fully signed contract. Who cares? The issue in Cincinnati is that they're number one pass rusher, one of the top five pass rushers in the league, has put out another missive through the media.
Yeah.
Trey Hendrickson reaching out to old Shefty to tell him just how unhappy he is with the lack of progress in his contract.
Here's the quote. No communication has taken place between my camp and the organization post-draft. The offers prior to the draft did not reflect the vision we shared and were promised last offseason if I continue to play at a high level. Coaches are aware of these past conversations. Rather than using collaboration to get us to a point to bring me home to the team, they are no longer communicating. I have been eagerly awaiting a resolution of this situation, but that's hard to do when there is no discussion and evident lack of interest in reaching mutual goals, Jason.
I mean, this one's been a red flag for me for a while. They should have traded him at the draft or well before then. Now, look, eventually, does he have to come and play football? I mean, I don't think he'll have a long enough holdout where he would screw up an accrued season. Now, will he take it deep into the season or deep enough into the season? They start every season crawling out of a hole in October, in part because of issues like this.
Yeah.
Because this guy didn't do anything in the summer, and this guy was a hold-in, and that guy was a hold-in, and this was a hold-in you didn't even really know about because he was half-assing it on the field when you guys were out there, and then as soon as they kicked you guys out, he did nothing. Like, there's always that subplot to every summer with this football team, and it's not a good defense. It was a terrible defense with him last year. I shudder to think what it would look like without him, even for 4 to 6 weeks, if he just decides to call their bluff.
How do you see this playing out? He gets paid or traded?
They're Mike Bengals, Brown, neither. Man. I think it bleeds into the regular season. I think it bleeds into the regular season. And I think they're compromised in September again.
Coming up next, we get back to the Orioles and something we talked about earlier, that the rotation, is it starting to stabilize? We'll ask Matt Weirich. He covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun. He joins us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.